Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone that listens to our show. I'm Veronica McMillan. I'm the host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Our host, co-host Francine Humphrey is not with us tonight, so I will be flying solo, and I'm hoping that you all are having a great Thursday evening, because we appreciate you all that come and listen to our show every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. But before we get started, as usual, let me just go on and just tell you a little bit about who we are and what the show is all about. Basically, Issues Concerning Women is the brainchild of Francine Humphrey. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, yours truly, president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. We have small nonprofit organizations, usually those that are from about a year old to from startup to probably about 3 or 4 years. We try to help them to become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. Francine and I both are, we just believe in advocating. We believe that we offer advocacy to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details for home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition, and of course that entrepreneurship piece is big for us. Relationship building and adult literacy program. I got tongue-tied there. And we're dedicated to just making the difference in the lives of individuals. Our mission is to create an economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take chances or change of their lives and become educated and savvy about the aspects of their lives. If you would like to reach out to Francine Humphrey at ICW Direct, you can do so by going to the website at IssuesConcerningWomen.org, and if you would like to reach out to yours truly, Veronica McMillan, you can connect with me through our email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or themicrononprofitnetwork.org. That's a lot being said. And then I forgot to say contact Francine at icwdirector@gmail.com if you want to email her. All serious people, please, because oftentimes we get a lot of spam information, people who are just trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do, but basically we really want people who are serious about wanting to know more either about the show or how you can connect with Francine or how you can connect with me. We really want to be impactful in the community, and so we want to make sure that we're reaching the audience and reaching those people that are serious about getting their businesses started or serious about whatever area of their life that they want. I recently got a new telephone, and I'm going to try to put myself on speaker so that I can talk with you all about all of the stuff that I want to talk about tonight. So here we go. I'm putting myself on speaker, and that way you all should be able to hear me a little bit clearly, and I can take my hands, my phone from my ear. But basically what I wanted to do tonight, this was for the show. I call this show tonight The New Normal. I was able to work with a group of organizations yesterday. I was going to say last night, but it was yesterday. really talking about this whole new normal. It was a group of social workers and people who are advocates in the community, and was just really trying to encourage them and empower them and inspire them in this COVID-19 craziness that we all are experiencing, because it really is something that got all of us in a space and place that we had not seen before. So tonight, what I thought I would do is to share with you all some things that I shared with them, and hoping that that would be something that you can take with you, these nuggets of information that I'm given tonight. I want to call them nuggets of wisdom, but I call tonight's show The New Normal. And I think I had said this to you all one show some time ago. I was listening to T.D. Jakes a few months ago. I can't tell you when, because I listen to him often. And what he was saying is that for a particular thing that you have in mind, you know, sometimes, you know, we have in mind that we want, you know, we want to. I'll be turning 60 this month. And so sometimes I'll have in my mind, like, man, at 60, I really want it to be here. I want it to do that. I want it to obtain that. And what he said is that you have to give up what you had in mind. And so I want to say that to you all tonight. You have to give up what you had in mind about whatever it is, whether it's home, relationships, finances, children, business, how you saw it. And because all of us are now in our new normal. And I don't think that we're just going to just jump back into things as normal like we were doing before COVID-19 hit us and hit us hard. But I was saying to them, and I'm saying to you all, that I think this is opposition. There's opportunity in every opposition, and that we have to really, really, really look at where we are and what we're doing. And so I wrote down some things here that I think will be important. One thing, as I said, you have to take the sledgehammer to the glass house. The glass house is what you had in mind. You, as I said, I'll be turning 60 on the 25th of May, and there were some things that I thought, oh man, by 60, I'm sure I want to do this. Well, it hasn't happened. I've gotten some things that I wanted, but there are some things that I have in my mindset that, hey, by the time that I reach age 60, for sure, I'm going to have these things in place. And it didn't turn out that way. And so I think what you do is you shatter the what you had in mind, and then what you do is you prepare for the long haul, and then you get creative. You get creative about what it is that you're doing. One thing that I think that I'm learning through this process is that you take one day at a time. You cannot put the cart before the horse. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So you have to learn to live in your present moment. You have to learn to appreciate the moments that you have. Right now, this moment, we have each other. I'm on the radio talking to those who come on live with us. And thank you so much for you all who basically around the country archive, listen to the archives. We're amazed that we have more people who listen to our show on the archives than they do live with us. And so we certainly do appreciate that. We had no idea that that was going to be the thing. Because, again, with technology, you can do that. And I think that we have to really kind of celebrate the fact that we have technology. But we also have to watch that we're not depending solely on technology. I said to the group yesterday, as I was doing, you know, this thing, and we were doing it long via Ring Central for our office. That's what we use. And Ring Central is just like Zoom, where you can kind of see everybody or what have you. But I was saying to them that what I miss when I'm conducting or facilitating presentations or what have you, I miss the presence of individuals. I miss that. You can't get that. And I think that's what high school kids are saying. That's what people are saying who wanted graduations, people who wanted to have their ceremonies or what have you. Technology is great, but you lose the sense of presence. We mean something to each other. And so I'm learning that, and I'm thinking you all should learn also with this, is that we need each other, y'all. I think never before have we seen or know the importance of being able to go and connect with people, because we're seeing it. We're seeing how people are defying laws and defying the rules and mandates and all of that stuff because they're so tired of being cooped up and can't go anywhere, cannot connect and do what they normally would have done. But that goes to shatter the box. It's not going to be normal anymore. We went and got new phones. My husband and I, we went out and got the phones. As y'all know, I've been telling y'all about the phones for the last 2 years or so. And finally, we finally got a new one, and I'm hoping that this is coming across clear. And it was crazy how, you know, you got to go up to Sprint, you got to put your mask on, they come to the door with the thing, and you do all your stuff, and all the little footsteps of how this is how far you should be standing. None of us it didn't cross our mind. First of all, none of us knew that there was going to be a virus. Now, of course, the Bible speaks about in the last days things like this is happening. So that's why I'm not in worry or fear. And God is favoring us at this time period in our lives. And my husband and I were having this conversation, and I think Francine and I also was having this conversation, how good God has been to us. And for those of you all who listen to our show, you know that Francine and I are believers, and we don't mind celebrating and honoring God Almighty because of the fact that we know God is real and that God has been awesome in our lives, and I'm sure awesome in the lives of those of you all who listen to us, and you will find out just taken day by day. So I think that's basically this creative approach. Be prepared for the long haul, and look at how you can become creative in the things that you're doing. Because if you don't, you're going to get stuck. Something that I was sharing with the group yesterday is that what happens when you resist, it creates pain. It creates a problem for you because of the fact that you are trying to kick against something that's not moving. And this thing that we're in right now, we're going to see here in Virginia, and of course, I don't know where you all are, but here in Virginia, the governor is lifting the restrictions for us, and we're going through phases, and so we are now entering in tomorrow phase one, and so we're going to see how it's going to go, and so we have to just be creative about the changes, and then what new changes do you need to make? What new changes do you need to make? I was sitting thinking about this the other day. I was like, man, I really need to really focus in on getting savvy with technology. I cannot not do that. I have to get savvy with technology because without that, you're sort of at a loss because we know that there are not going to be a lot of gatherings. We know that it's going to be 10 or less gathered. Churches are opening up on Sunday, thank God. But that's going to look so different. So I think we have to find creative ways to make changes. And we have to start thinking about what new changes will I make. And that sometimes I think is difficult when we have to think about it. Man, we've been doing this like this for 1,000 years now. Look at this. We now have to change. And so I think we got to figure out how we're going to do that. And so an activity that I did with them yesterday was called the 2-minute vacation. But before I tell you about the 2-minute vacation, I really want to do a little informational commercial. Do you call it a commercial? Anyhow, a way in which you can connect with Francine. And then also, of course, you can connect with me. So certainly you can connect with me at ICWDirector@gmail.com is her email, and if you want to connect with her on the web, you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org. And then certainly if you need to connect with me, you can connect with me, Veronica McMillan, at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or the info@micrononprofitnetwork.org is our website. Got tongue-tied there. So, again, the website and the email is the same. The email just has the info in front of it. And so if you need to reach out to us, certainly we'll be glad to talk with you. But what I was saying to you all yesterday, what I did with them what's called a two-minute vacation, and I also do this with my students because oftentimes students coming into college for the first time, they're very nervous, they get stressed out really easy, and they get depressed. And so the two-minute vacation is really just sitting down, if you can. I was trying to do it yesterday, and my music wouldn't play. If you can, basically get in a really quiet place and just sit, play some music, and I have the sound of water, and water has this calming effect. And I played that music for them, and I asked them to for 2 minutes. And I encourage you to do this for yourself. Sit 2 minutes by yourself, quiet, and just let yourself envision yourself taking all the problems. And you all know this, that if you sit at the edge of the water seems endless. Take every problem and just let it, see it float away. See the worry float away. See the doubt float away. See the heaviness, see that flow away. Let everything go. Because in those moments of quietness, creativity comes back. You find out that you're able to do some things. You're not as I'm down. It was crazy because this that short period of time, the ladies were saying, wow, I feel a little bit at peace. I'm not so stressed out. I'm not worrying about what I came in with before we got on this Zoom call, and in our case, the Ring Central call. And we got to do that, y'all. We have to really take these moments because we are in a time like we've never seen before. And we don't know how long this is last. I know one thing, it is not going to go away in a couple of months. We'll probably see this right until the end of the year. And we're so in prayer for our babies, for those who are the children, who are really, really, really suffering with this new, the Wakasaki, I think that's the name of it, disease. It's coming out. They're thinking that this is could be the result of COVID-19 in children. So, of course, I'm praying for my grandchildren and praying for my great-grandchildren, hoping and praying that they will not have to deal with this sort of disease, because I know that it's a scary thing for parents. So we got to figure out how do we keep ourselves calm. And so I would encourage you to try it. Try it at home. Even if you have your family and you all have some time where you all want to spend together, and let's just say we're going to do a two-minute vacation in here, and this is how we're going to do it. Everybody can lay on the floor. You can just put the music on or no music, whichever way that you feel like is best for your family. You can do it, or your coworkers or what have you. It'll help you because you got to find quiet moments. And that was down here. I had this in my notes. You find the quiet moments, because the quiet moments gives you that opportunity to really, really, really get in there and think about the things that are important to you. Because when you're quiet, your mind is at rest. And oftentimes, something that I was saying to the group yesterday as I was facilitating the facilitating with the social workers for that meeting that we had, you really, really, really got to know how to rest. And I think that for a lot of us, we've forgotten how to rest. Our minds are going 10,000 miles per minute, and we don't even know what rest feels like, nor do we know how to play again. It was something, an activity that I had for them, is that basically you have to learn to play again. Another activity that I gave to them back in the day, of course, I'm dating myself. I think I told you all I'm 60. We'll be turning 60 in a couple of weeks here. We used to get permission slips when we were kids, when we had to go to the restroom, the bathroom, had to go to the principal's office, wherever that we wanted to go. We had to get a permission slip. And so I told them, write a permission slip to yourself, and that would be great, because this is our new normal, y'all. This is our new normal, and that's the name of our show tonight, The New Normal. And you're going to have to find ways to be able to muddle through this new normal without getting so revved up, because things are not the way that they were, and things are not going to be the way that they were for a long time. Unless God's, and I believe that there is something coming behind this. I believe that there's something big on the horizon for us all, and what we have to do is we just don't have to wait to see what God has for us. And so I also put down here with the two-minute vacation and understanding that it's going to lower your stress level and finding you a quiet spot for yourself. I also said plan a staycation. Staycation meaning you're not traveling outside of the state or anywhere. You're going to just take your time and you're going to stay in your area. My husband and I decided that we're going to go down to Virginia Beach before Memorial Day, which is the same day of my birthday too, y'all. So I'm excited about that. And we rented us a hotel. And that's, not far because we live in the Chesapeake area. And so that was just to be able to get out of the house to go somewhere else, nowhere far, because we're not vacationing right now. We probably won't be doing anything for a while in terms of vacation based on what's going on with the different states or what have you. But plan a staycation. Even if you don't want to spend any money and go on a staycation, hotel or something like that, how about pitching a tent in the backyard? You want to go glamping in your own backyard, you and your children, your husband, your friends, whatever, whomever it is that you can do this with. These are just things to help us get through these times that we're in so that we don't lose our mind. You're not going to lose your mind, so let me encourage you with that. You're not going to lose your mind. You're going to find a way to get through all of this because that's what God does for his people. He knows the way of escape for all of us. And so I just say to you all, just keep going. But find a staycation for yourself. That's another creative thing to do. You can do a staycation with your children in the house and, as I say, backyard, garage, whatever. A problem for me, I'll probably be doing a camping in my garage because I don't like outdoors and bugs and all of that stuff, but it is what it is. So that's important. But in business, I wanted to say this too. As well, and before I tell you all about that, let me again say if you would like to connect to Francine Humphrey, you can connect with her via email at icwdirector@gmail.com or by the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. Or if you not need to connect with me, you can connect with me at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can connect with us by going to our website, micrononprofitnetwork.org. So you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. And, of course, I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight. I'm flying solo because Ms. Francine Humphrey is taking care of business as she does. If you all know Francine, she is involved in 10,000 things. And so tonight, we kind of said, hey, you got the show tonight. And this is how we do each other because we have each other's back. In business, what I would say to you all is get up to speed with technology. Be able to figure out, can I take what I do and take it to an online format? Take it to a place where I can connect with more people. We've been blessed to get a scholarship from the Oberste Foundation where we're going to be getting a year's worth of administrative services from an organization called Catch a Fire. And these are professionals in the field that is coming on board to help nonprofits. And so we're so blessed to have that. But I would say get up to speed with technology. How can you scale up so that you can do it from an online platform? Because I believe this is where we're going to be for a minute. When we are able to do something face-to-face, I know with an organization, with a shout-out to Christian Women Alliance, we did a build-up day, and what we did is we all kind of got in our cars and at the trunk, took out our chairs and had 6 feet distance, but yet we were in each other's presence. And so that's a creative idea. You can't do that with every meeting that you attend or what have you, but it was a way that we were able to connect and we were connecting with each other because we wanted to see each other. But we definitely have to figure out a way to do things through technology and looking at technology resources and what is there that we all can capitalize on, because that's going to be so important. And I told you about the creative meetings outside. I'm thinking churches are going to try to do these things as they go back in. I know that people are going to have meetings. I usually would do something with the women in my family, and I've been really thinking of how I want to do that. And I'm also really thinking about how I'm going to connect with my business partners in a way wherein We're going to do something online, but we're also going to do something where we're going to be practicing social distancing because it's going to be important. What am I saying? Just find ways to be creative. Everything that I'm saying is just about creativity because our new normal is like this. And our new normal is where we're going to be having face masks, where we're going to be distancing from each other, where we're going to be basically having just not able to connect with folks. We're going to be using technology. It is what it is. It's just a new day. It's just a new day that we're facing, but it is what it is, and we will continue to soar. We'll continue to rise because that's what we do. And again, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm your host, Veronica McMillan, and I'm talking tonight. I call the show The New Normal. The topic for the show tonight is The New Normal because we have to do that. And then I said to you, you can't resist it. Don't resist the change that's going on right now. Shatter what you had in mind. I call it your glass house. Shatter that because your glass house no longer is suitable for what's going on in society today. It is no longer suitable for what you have to do. So shatter that and keep on moving. And then finally, I had in my notes tonight, I said, trust the process. Trust the process. This is something that I've heard from God in my spirit, I know, for at least the last 3 months. Because there were some things that were going on, and I don't want to say I was getting worried, but you know, you got your feet almost on the edge of where you want to worry, almost on the edge where you want to doubt. And all I could hear was, trust the process. Nice, sweet, easy voice, really just calm voice, just saying it. Not boisterous, not loud, not anything. And it would come to me in moments wherein I wasn't thinking about something or moments wherein I was getting ready to be a little bit nervous, and I just heard trust the process. So I'm saying to you all tonight, listening audience, trust the process. None of us knew that this was going to happen, but that's what it is. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know from day to day. That's why it's so important to just be present. Appreciate and be grateful for the moment that you had, because it's a blessing that we're all still alive. We're all still able to talk to one another. Where you can pick up your phone and or go onto the internet and listen to the show every Thursday night. And again, let me just say, I'm so thankful. Francine and I are so thankful for you all who come and listen to us, whether you do it live with us or whether or not you archive it and you listen to it and you tell somebody else. We are blessed just from knowing you all are listening to us on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. And so what I want to summarize this show tonight in terms of the new normal is, step one, give up what you had in mind. It simply means you're going to shatter the box. You're going to let go of that house that you built, that you knew that it was going to look like this, and I'm going to do it like that, and it's going to happen over this period of time. We already know that that's not working. We already know that that's not there. So you shatter that, and then you prepare for the long haul by being creative in the process. Prepare for the long haul, creative. And then what new changes do you need to make? And then I said number two, just learn to relax. Give yourself a two-minute vacation. It's so important to do that because with the two-minute vacation, it really does calm you down, y'all. It really, really does. It'll lower your stress and depression levels as well. And if you're in business, really look at how do you scale up by using the online, virtual sort of kind of technology. Be creative in the way that you're meeting with others because that's going to be so important because, you know, we got social distance. But figure out ways in which you can be creative. And then trust the process. Trust God. It's all going to work out, y'all. This is something that I know. It is all going to work out. We're going to be fine at the end. There's going to be something great coming behind all this. I know that it is. I know that something great is coming behind this. And so that's our show. And so let me shout out again, if you need to connect with Francine, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to her website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you need to connect with Veronica McMillan by email, info@micrononprofitnetwork, or you can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Again, it has always been a pleasure to talk with you all. Have a wonderful night. Trust God, and we will see you all next week. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.